Today from the Ohio Newsroom, co-parenting coaches.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Divorce is common in Ohio and across the country. But when a marriage ends, the relationship often doesn't. For parents, divorce can often give way to learning how to jointly care for children while living apart. A Delaware County domestic relations court has received international recognition for a program that aids families in navigating just that. Family Resource Coordinator Amy Armstrong joins us to explain. Hi, Amy.
Hello, Kendall.
Since 2020, the Domestic Relations Court in Delaware County has been coaching co-parenting. What does that look like?
Thank you for asking. It is a new concept. The coaching is a process where the client or the litigants set their own agenda of what is troubling them, what is keeping them stuck in some negative emotion, which often ends up putting children in the middle of the conflict.
And I imagine that those conversations could be hard to have in a courtroom. So is this just about creating a new space for those difficult kinds of topics?
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of people don't even know they need these conversations, and they maybe don't even think they want them because they're so hard to have. So for example, if they need to decide who's going to have time with the children over a certain holiday, we start by looking at what would make for a great holiday. How do you really want to feel at the end of this conversation? And what happens is people realize that their dignity is so often undermined in the legal proceedings because they do feel accused or blamed for things. And once that dignity is restored, they can definitely start to paint a picture of what a better day, a better week, a better life would look like.
You've been doing this for more than 5 years now. What kind of impact have you seen? How do you know that this is working?
Probably the most visible impact is when parents can make agreements that help settle their court cases. But I have had so many people, I would say at least once a week, I hear parents say that they didn't know this type of conversation was possible. Instead of thinking about what they should say, what's the right answer, or what do I need to say in order to get what I want, parents find that they can have real conversations, and it just creates a situation where the child is not doing the parent's work. So all the weight of the conflict gets carried by the parents, and the child is freed up to be a kid.
Have other counties picked up this model, or has it inspired conversations elsewhere?
Yes, there's definitely a lot of interest in other parts of the state, and I'd really like to see this become a statewide initiative. I mean, it's not therapy. It doesn't replace a lot of other social services, but it can help them enough to get through their case. Because a verdict in court does not solve the relationship problems. And it really takes getting these relationship dynamics turned around to work well so that the family doesn't have to rely on court to fix future issues.
That's Amy Armstrong, Family Resource Coordinator with the Delaware County Domestic Relations Court. Thank you so much, Amy, for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.